All right, and next up is Ed Spencer, Mr. Spencer.
Hello, good morning, Chair Brunner, Chair Tucker, and members of the committee. I'm Ed Spencer. I'm vice chair of Don't Waste Maine, which is a coalition of people affected by landfill, incinerator, and waste disposal operations across the state. We've been organizing as a group for about 5 years, but many of us have been active for over 15 years around these vital issues. We've had a front row seat to what's been going on, and we'd like to see policies that are consistent with Maine's statutory solid waste hierarchy. Right now, unlike other New England states that have tightened their laws, Maine is hundreds of thousands of tons a year of out-of-state waste, or even getting plastic shipped from Northern Ireland, as we've recently discovered when plastic waste spilled into Penobscot Bay. We're working to see that waste imported from out of state does not wind up in state-owned landfills, ensure that industry players are not gaming the system, and also to ensure that the long-term capacity of our state-owned landfill at Juniper Ridge is not jeopardized by practices to the state waste industry. We have a very active website, which is don'twasteme.org. If you leave out, you get there a lot quicker. And we also worked with Sunlight Media Collective to produce a video about Juniper Ridge and its impact on the surrounding area, which is on the website. And I hope you'll check them out. Last year, we submitted a hearing before and success, and that we got some additional rules on environmental justice applied to solid waste facilities. So we're working with other environmental groups and to help reduce waste, keep it out of our landfills, and protect Maine from continuing to be the dumping ground for New England and the world. We've got a bill, which you'll be hearing about, and we also plan to submit testimony on multiple other bills related to this. So with that, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to working with you in the near future.
Thank you so much, Mr. Spencer.